European Union. The mainstream media wants to frame the entire EU referendum debate as one wing of the Tories against the other. The majority of the capitalist class backs EU membership, and not because it's good for workers. Socialist readers comment on the left case for exit below. Union leaders surrender. Apart from the Tories tearing themselves to pieces, there is another important debate going on within the workers' movement. Unfortunately, those at the head of the Labour Party and Trade Union Congress seem to be set on campaigning to remain within the EU bosses' club. The right-wing union leaders clamour the most for staying in the EU, due to their incapacity to lead any sort of struggle. Take retail union Usdaw, whose leadership has been throwing itself behind the campaign to stay in. Yet at the same time, it has been letting premium payments and other working conditions go without even the pretense of a campaign. It demonstrates they have more confidence in the capitalist governments of the rest of Europe to defend the interests of workers than they have confidence in workers themselves. Socialists have to start from the interests of workers and their ability to struggle. Just like in Greece, if a left government, perhaps under Corbyn, were elected in Britain on an anti-austerity program, the full weight of the EU establishment would be set against it. For that reason alone, workers should vote to exit. Ian Dalton, lead Social Europe Illusion. Our party has welcomed the election of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader, as we supported his challenge. With his backing of continued membership of the EU, we find ourselves on opposite sides of the debate. In his support for the EU, Comrade Corbyn naively fosters support for the idea of social Europe among a section of workers who are genuinely internationalist in their outlook. However, part of the responsibility of leadership is to explode illusions. As the experience of the Greek workers has shown, the real power in the EU has been proved to lie with big business. It cannot be reformed. Successive British governments have behaved in the same manner as every country in the European club, blaming the EU for their own shortcomings, while setting aside the rules when it serves their interests. If Corbyn and Labour are to provide real leadership to the workers of Britain, they must dispose of the fig leaf of social Europe and grapple with the power of capital. Gareth Pincott, Worcester State Aid Illegal. I had to smile recently when a member of the Labour Party I know, a right-winger, said I was racist for wanting to come out of the EU. I was born in Derby, my mother was Irish, my father was Spanish and my wife is Polish. In the early 1970s, when I was at school, I can remember thousands of Rolls-Royce workers taking to the streets. That movement forced the Conservative government to nationalize Rolls-Royce in 24 hours. Move forwards to today, and thousands of steel workers are losing their jobs. EU law forbids the government giving state aid. Nationalization would be unfair competition. The Labour right-winger was not aware that EU law restricts state aid, and with that he went bright red and stormed off. All this is just one of dozens of reasons why I will say, like they do in Dragon's Den, I'm out. Chris Fernandez, Derby.